Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Sauli Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, the Kings of Slander, are here.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 236. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, and the shoes of the day, the Allen Iverson Questions Classics, the Blue Toes. That's what we rocking today. I didn't post it up on the IG, but I guess I will later on, if y'all really happen to give a fuck. I'm sitting here with my co-host, my homie, my friend like no other, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Yo, 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 what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. R.I.P. The R.I.P. list about to be long, fellas. R.I.P. Alan Thicke. R.I.P. Craig Sega. Anybody else died, man? 2016 been a motherfucker, man. Okay.
Yeah, it's been one, man. It's been one.
Craig Sega, man. He fought hard, man. 65 years old. Cancer claimed him, man. Fuck cancer, as we say all year long.
For real. Oh, man. Props to my boy Jay, man. Big Lion, still dealing with his shit.
Yeah, man.
Biopsies, transplants, all that shit. Chemo. This motherfucker's a walking miracle, so props to my dude. Speaking of which, I've been picking up some more shoes. Like, he's kind of helping my shoe habit. He's got a lot of kicks. He ain't got no income, because motherfucker ain't working. He's obviously dealing with this shit. So I buy a lot of his old kicks. A lot of shit I don't need. But it helps him move the shoes. It helps me get some shoes. And it gives him some money.
What size shoe you wear?
13, of course.
Damn it, man.
13. So I just bought some Jordan 1s from him. Some Jordan 10s and some... I think it's another pair of Jordan 1s. I don't know what the fuck it is.
The four breads. Bread means black and red, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the term that the young guys came up with, okay, the breads. So
the four breads come out sometime in 2017.
Yes, sir.
I will be buying those.
Yeah, good luck, bro. Oh,
I'm getting those, all right.
I'm not saying that you won't. I'm just saying you're going to have to do some work. That's going to take some legwork. That's all not right. I can sit online and get
them. I got the magic touch, man.
Okay, make sure you enter multiple raffles.
I win all raffles. You saw it. That was my first raffle I ever entered, nigga, and I won.
Hey, that's only because there was like a million pair of them motherfuckers.
Well, hey, look, I'm getting the bread fours, man.
Get them. Just don't go to one store and sit your ass down.
Enter all right. Multiple I'm raffles. Getting them. You hear me, man?
I hear you, man. Get them.
One store, and I'm going to get them.
Jesus Christ. This motherfucker wants to be a hardhead. But yeah, man, we got show, we got stuff
wrong, man. I'm gonna do it the wrong way and win. Fuck y'all niggas, man.
Hey, I was doing it the wrong way and winning for a while, and then my store stopped pulling me.
I ain't sleeping at the store no more. Isn't you got enough, man? They was like, yo, you eating enough over here, man?
Yeah, man.
They was like, you always in here. They was like, yo, man, god damn it.
I hate when people try
and get the fuck out of the store, man. I'm getting tired of seeing pulling your name, man.
I hate when people give you the exclusive treatment, but they only give it to you like 95%. So like when I come in the store, they know my name, they dab me up, they showing me the shipments of shit they got in, but then when it comes for the raffles, I ain't get no call.
I mean, that's why you gotta pay the extra $50, man.
But you never know, the turnover's too high. I don't know who the fuck's working there. Like, I know the manager, but the associates, the motherfuckers turn too much. I even got one of them, the phone number. So I text, I done sold him a couple pair of kicks, and I be like, yo, is it any of the 13s left? Oh, I'm not sure. If you do, can you put one to the side? I'll be through on my break. Text him back. Oh, man, I forgot. How the fuck you forget every time?
See, it's all right. You ain't sweetening the deal up. You got to give him some weed or some shit like that, man. Weed makes everything happen, bro.
Let me tell you something, man. As a black man, also, I don't do shit illegal in this city. I'm supposed to be going out tonight to have a drink with my gym people. They doing like a Christmas party. I'm not drinking shit because I don't want to drive with any alcohol in my system in Austin.
Uber.
We don't have Uber in Austin.
They got Lyft in.
I think they got Lyft. Or they supposed to have some version of Lyft. But Uber got voted out. Like literally on the election ballot, got voted out.
Damn. So you probably don't have Lyft either.
So I don't fuck around, man. Like They're gonna be like, you're not drinking? No. See, you white motherfuckers want to drink and drive. That's cool. I'm not fucking with it.
Get away with that shit.
Yeah, I'm not fucking around, bro. I've been pulled over too many times in Austin for no reason, so I'm good. But the show, we got shit popping, man. President-elect Trump is still in the news, still causing chaos. I think he picked B. Easy to be on his cabinet. Like, he's picking everybody.
His cabinet is pretty impressive, though, if you look at it.
Is it? In what way?
It got the kind of people, if you're a conservative, and he got the kind of people that he needs in certain places. I mean, thank God Rudy Giuliani didn't get in. Giuliani said some hateful shit on TV, like, I turned down two, he offered me two positions, I turned them down, you know. They was like, which ones? He's like, I don't want to say. Right. I don't want the guy to feel like the second choice. Shut your ass up, nigga.
Right, you looking out for the next dude, for a job that you don't want.
Yeah.
you want to save the sanity and the respect for the next dude for a job that you thought was beneath you? Shut up, man.
Yeah.
Not only that, though, Trump has had some people say, hells no.
Yeah.
So he's picking, like, he's just randomly picking. Like, he went into the classroom and said, yo, you want the job? You want the job? You want the job? Okay, cool. You can have it. Next.
Funniest one was Rick Perry, though, making him the Secretary of Energy or something.
He tried to, but didn't Rick Perry turn it down, too?
No, I think Rick Perry took the job.
Nah, so I have to double check that report. We have to go ahead and fact check real quick. I think Rick Perry turned it down because he didn't apologize to Trump or some shit.
Wow. I remember Rick Perry was like, that was where he bombed out in the election that year when he said he was going to shut down the energy department or whatever.
Yeah, which is why it was so fucking weird. But I think he didn't apologize to some shit, so he didn't take it.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. Who knows? Either way, it's an L.
We ain't checking no facts, all right. Man, 2016.
Either way, it's an L. Like, if you took the job or if you didn't get it because you didn't apologize, either way, it's an L. Linda McMahon is on the council for small business. She's like leader of small businesses or some shit. Linda McMahon, as in Vince McMahon's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Everybody on his cabinet is like businessman. Like, all of them is like the nigga from Exxon is in charge of something. That's the Secretary of Defense, I believe.
I think it's Secretary of Defense or he's something over clean energy or some shit like that. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm going to go on, you know. So, Trump and Kanye met, right?
Why? Why do we still care about Kanye? Why do we care about him meeting with Trump?
I mean, because Kanye walking around with the Demolition Man hairdo. He went blonde. You know what I'm saying?
For the record, is that a fuckboy hairdo?
100% fuckboy hairdo.
Okay, I can't keep score.
100%. 100%.
Is it because of the color or because of the style?
Both.
All right, got you. Keep going.
You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't got enough hair to dye it. Like, you don't dye your hair when it's that close.
It's a shitty dye. It looks like his shoes, to be honest.
It looks weird. Yeah, it looks weird. And then, like, Kanye was just standing there with the protest. It's like Trump told him, don't you say a fucking word, Kanye. We're going to go downstairs. You shut the fuck up. I don't care what they ask you. You don't say a fucking thing. And then Kanye didn't say nothing. They was like, you're not going to say anything? He's like, I just want to get my picture taken.
I don't know what happened. Like, so Rick Ross said that Kanye is playing us. I don't really know if the story about him going crazy and all that shit was orchestrated. I don't know what's going on. Here's the thing. I'm at this point now, 2016, where I don't give a fuck about a lot of shit. I just don't. I just don't give a fuck. There's nothing that Kanye could say to Trump that's going to make me give a fuck. There's supposed to be meetings between a bunch of black leaders, and I'm saying that because I didn't do the research. I saw it, I read it, and I left it alone. Meeting with Trump about creating jobs for the urban community. Again, I don't give a fuck. Like, you're going to keep begging the people that are oppressing you and don't give a fuck about you for shit, and then when it don't happen, you won't act surprised. Why are you meeting with Trump about asking him to create jobs? Create the motherfuckers. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, people, I'm on record saying I believe he's going to do all right, man.
So you're proud
Trump's swearing. Did you see the way he dapped up Kanye? Did you see that?
No, I didn't look. I told you I don't give a fuck. That the theme for this show. This is the last show of the year, too, right? At least with me. I don't give a fuck.
Damn,
I'm done giving a fuck for 2016. I'm done. The last 2-3 weeks we got left, I'm not giving a fuck about shit. So, no, I didn't see it. What happened? Was it?
He gave him a nice homeboy dap. Official dap. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Omarosa taught him that.
Hey, whatever. Look, Trump. Look, listen. We all know Trump roll with niggas, man. Like, he always been rolling with niggas.
He roll with some black people. I don't know if he roll with no niggas.
Niggas. Puff Daddy's a nigga.
He rolls with Trump?
Nigga, did you see that meme of Trump in the car with them two niggas?
No.
Oh, my God.
They weren't in handcuffs?
No. They were sitting in the car like they were smoking weed or something with Trump.
Maybe they were. I don't know. I just...
That's what I'm saying, man. Trump is not going to be that bad, bro.
I'm just fresh out of fucks. For 2016, they have used all my fucks. I'm out of fucks.
Damn it, man.
I don't have any left. This year's shit has been shit on all levels. I don't have any fucks to give. Hail Trump or whatever the fuck y'all motherfuckers are saying. Good job with that.
Them people that's going to be upset right there, because they're going to be like, yo, we bought into this whole Trump thing, and now you fooled us. You pulled the wool over our eyes. You're not that guy that we thought you was going to be.
Your fault?
Huh?
I said your fault? Like, for the people that voted for him, your fault?
Yeah, because they really thought he was going to come in there. Like, Trump gets on stage, and he's like, yo. Because he said something at one of his rallies. He said some phrase, and the crowd went crazy. So I said it again. They kept going crazy. And he was just like, I mean, it made for good material, right? That was all for the race. Like, he told him, like, look, I was just saying shit to get y'all hype.
I've seen people get checked harder in regular conversations for shit that they ain't said than Trump has for not saying shit and becoming president. Yeah. Like, he still ain't said shit. Yeah. Even when he did his acceptance speech, he's like, he's a really good guy. He's a good guy. Give him a hand. And we're going to do this. And, you know, we got big things. We're going to do really big things. It's good. It's good. We're going to be really good. And this guy, he did really big things. You know, thank you. Give him a round of applause. Come on, say something. And then he walked away from the mic. Like, this is your acceptance speech. You got other people talking. But good job, y'all. 2016, way to go. Y'all motherfuckers is the worst. Props to Kanye. They're supposed to be, I think, so when this show airs, when you're listening to it, it will be after the MTV Hottest MC Award for 2016. Have you seen the commercial for that shit?
I saw who was 10 and number 9, and I was just like, yeah, this list is not going to... Number 10 was 21 Savage. Number 9 was, like, YG. So I was just like, yeah, this list is not for me.
So, but then this is the same question we have with this list since they've been doing it. Does hot have anything to do with talent?
No, it's just hot.
So then why the fuck do we need an award show for that? We can look at the charts to see who's hot.
Look, MTV. Look, man, this is all Charlamagne, aka the new Steve Harvey's doing. Ooh. Man. So, you know,
I don't know. They were talking about who's hot and where's Kendrick and Drake at, and whatever.
They said nobody that released an album in December is eligible.
Oh, so they saving J. Cole for next year,
I guess.
So let's talk about that real quick. I mean, we know you're biased for J. Cole. We get
I'm not biased.
Yeah, you're definitely biased. It's okay.
I'm not biased.
You're biased. It's okay. I understand. It's okay. But what do you think of the album?
Awesome.
Awesome. Like, if you were rating it, you'd give it?
4.5.
Four? It's still not a 5.
Nah.
So you
five is very hard to me. 5 is very hard.
So for you, this album isn't as dope as Fonte's.
It's about equally. It's not. Fonte had more songs. J. Cole only gave you 10 songs.
Well, okay, 8 songs.
What you mean?
The two songs, part one and part two. There's,
it's one song is for his wife, one song is for his daughter.
Yeah, those are poems. That's not really.
All raps are poems.
Yeah, but it's different. Like, those are spoken word. Like, you can see them in the coffee shop being performed. And they weren't full of bars. Like, the nigga said, your head game is stronger than 3 Excedrin. Come on, bruh. It was sleepy bars.
They don't corny bars like that, though. They always do that.
It's eight songs, bruh. It's an EP.
Okay. So, no. Since it's an EP, I can't say it's better than Fonte's, but they're definitely in the same vein. Like, mm-hmm. J. Cole gave you a grown man married rap album. Like, that's what, he's newly married. You could tell, like, you know, he's accepting that role, and that's the album he gave you. Like, he a daddy, a husband, mm-hmm. and there's like a maturation time. You know, you can just see it in the rhymes, and it has very, is a... divided people on this album. Some people calling it trash. Some people saying it's good.
Who the fuck saying it's trash?
JP Martin, John, whatever. Y'all wrestling friend.
I did it for hip hop. He said it's trash.
I don't know. I'm gonna read you what he said, because I was just like, whoa. he was just like, you know, and I responded back to him. Let me find it. Got it in here somewhere. And I saved it. That's
what I gave y'all was his Twitter handle. I do it for hip hop. John Paul Martin, JPM.
Okay. He gave it a 3. His score was a 3 out of 10. He said, this is probably the most boring, generic, lazy, and bland album I've heard all year. Boring ass hooks, nap time flows, and just about all these songs are bland, generic love songs with little to no emotion or cleverness in them. Don't get me started on this bland ass singing he's doing on this shit. This nigga makes Mr. Rogers sound like Carl Thomas. This sounds like album version of those R&B flavored songs off Forest Hills Drive and equally as bad. I'd rather listen to Paint Dry at this point. Goddamn, even the production is boring and all the instrumentals sound the same. Bruh, even mixing is low quality. I keep thinking the same song is playing over and over because of lack of style in the instrumentals. Some bars here are decent, but I can't think of any because I'm so fucking bored. There's no energy to his flow or vocal delivery at all. In fact, there's nothing at all to warrant ever listening to this again. I'm listening to this thinking, how can he get more boring? I woke up from a 4-hour nap, put this shit on, and went right back to sleep. The Wicked Witch of the West could put Dorothy to sleep with this shit. I can't call this trash because at least with trash, you have 2 points of view. One is it used to be something of some kind of value at a time, or two, if you dig through it, you might find something of value. No the fuck won't with this. This is horrible.
Where the fuck did he post all that?
This is from the email. This is in the email.
Wow. He John went the fuck too. In.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So he hates the album. He hates it.
Wow.
Told him that's why you should stick to wrestling.
It's an interesting perspective.
I just don't see it. I mean, I think the review is up on Nafi Afro.
Of course it is.
Let me see what
Nafi Afro do reviews. Short T did the review. He gave it 4 stars.
4? Okay, that's I can feel that. See, I knew a lot of young cats would get confused by this.
Yeah.
Because they were used to J. Cole talk about fucking hoes and all this other stuff, and then this album he give you an album where he's talking about something else. And they just like, no, this shit's trash. This shit's trash. And how he gonna drop them 2 songs before and then them not be on the album and the album totally different? Because it's a concept. Shit say for your eyes only. Obviously, if not for our eyes, we want to understand what the fuck is going, what he talking about. I mean, we get what he's talking about, but I just don't see how niggas can say this shit is garbage.
Yeah, I don't see it's garbage. I think Folding the Clothes might be one of the dopest songs of the year, by the way.
That nigga.
That motherfucker's dope as fuck. I found myself... I listened to that shit for 2 days straight on accident. Mm. Like, it was just on repeat. I didn't even realize it. I just kept rocking out. I was like, holy shit. I haven't listened to this shit since Saturday. Mm. So, that's a dope song. It's one of the dopest of the year. I understand feeling, like, let down. Because we got those 2 hype-ass promo songs. He came with the heat. He came with the intensity. And you thought it was going to be something else. And you got this album and it's a whole nother ball game. But this ain't like Drake letting you down on his albums, which I think Drake does every time, because we know he got the talent, we know what he's gonna do, and even when he does what we know he's gonna do, he does it half-ass. This ain't like that. He got the talent. We wanted that up-tempo, we wanted that aggression, we wanted the bars, and this just ain't that album. But I don't think that makes it bad. It's just a different album. I like it. I enjoy it. I think it's a good album. I did remove She's Mine Part 1 and She's Mine Part 2. Like I said, that's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I hear in the coffee shop. So I didn't need to hear that in the ride.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. But the rest of it is dope. I'm with it. I'm with this shit. I still think that Rhapsody's album is better though. Have you listened to Rhapsody's album yet?
Oh no, not yet. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Jesus Christ. I thought, you know, after the shining security of insecurity of our recommendations and you liking it, you would, you know, that would prompt you. Because you did it last time to Rhapsody. I mentioned it before, you finally listened to it. You like, it's dope.
Yeah, but I mean, I got Apple Music now, so, you know, I mean, not Apple Music. I got that, you know, thanks to Be Easy, I got 3 months, so I will be listening to the Rhapsody.
That's what's up. It's a good album, man. I have not seen, though, you mentioned Hip Hop Evolution. I have not seen that.
I mean, it's all right. You lived it, so you pretty much. But it's very, very, very detailed and good. Jesus like, Christ. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you was there at the party in Sedgwick and Herc party. I know you was there. You know what I'm saying? You know, but
is it weird that as much as I love hip hop and as much as I know Sedgwick and Cedar, I don't want to go to New York?
Me neither. I have no desire to go to New York. None. As much as I would love to see some of these little, you know, rap images I've heard over my whole life and, you know, Statue of Liberty and shit. Like, I mean, you know, it would be cool to see that.
In theory. Like, I think I'm fine with it being that untouchable object for me that I never see. I'm okay. Because if you ruin, if I get to New York and it's ruined, that's going to hurt.
But I know what to expect in New York. I know what to smell like ass and shit and piss. And it just, everybody say New York is very dirty. They'll just like, yo, it's just dirty and it smells in the air. Like I'm from the South. Clean air is something we appreciate down here. You know what I'm saying?
So I've lived in St. Louis. I've lived in Atlanta. I lived in Phoenix. I lived in Maryland. I live in Texas. I visited Philadelphia. Philadelphia is by far, when I went, it was one of the dirtiest places I've ever been.
I think Pittsburgh was the dirtiest city I've seen. Pittsburgh and Chicago.
Those motherfuckers are rough, bro.
Yeah, and it's just like, it looked like a fucking steel mill town in Pittsburgh. Like, I was just like, what the fuck?
It is. When I drove through the mountains to go to Maryland, you have to drive through steel mill area shit, like through the mountains, and it looks like the shit you see in the old Rocky movie. It looks like Rocky. The first Rocky. It looks like I was like, what the fuck is going on? Is this shit real?
I just couldn't live nowhere where ain't no fucking grass. Like, I just can't do it. Like, nah.
Yeah, it's a little rough. So that idea. So I haven't seen Hip Hop Evolution, but I guess that's what it is. It's about the evolution of hip hop. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a 4-part series. Part one is broken down into 4 parts. And it starts at the beginning and it stops around about the time Snoop and them, like West Coast rap, kind of took over. And so, you know, but it breaks it down. Like, at the beginning, it starts, like, you know, it just talk about the Herc shit and how, you know, rap started. And then, you know, I didn't know that the Rapper's Delight niggas was hated that much. Like, that shit fucking surprised me. Like, niggas was like, yo, who the fuck is these niggas? Like, but this is... like, who the fuck? Nobody knows these niggas. And they up here rapping Grandmaster Caz lyrics and shit. Like, yo, this shit is fucking whack. Like, you never heard of rap. This the first rap song ever recorded. And it's by some rappers that not even nobody knew nothing about.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, like, it's another one of those things. It's one of those questions that I have. Like, what happened to something that we created to where we didn't get money? Like, I don't understand how Kango Kid never had a Kango deal. Mm. How you didn't make any money from that.
And I don't understand. Run DMC got the Adidas deal out. It was at the concert and they had the Adidas rep there and they were just like, yo, they was like, man, they told everybody hold their Adidas up in the air, nigga, and they just did my Adidas. And after that, that's when they got they was the first 9 athletes to get signed to a sports shoe deal.
Right. But look how long that took.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, we monetized everything. We was right when the shit first came out, we was rocking MCM suits and fucking repping Benz and Beamers and like we was doing that shit and had no money coming in from it. Everybody else profited. We had no money coming in. So many rappers look like old football players where they did it, they were at the height of their shit, and now they broke.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking understand that shit. So I'm probably still gonna watch Hip Hop Evolution. It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
I'm gonna have to watch that. I still haven't watched 13th because I just don't have the bandwidth right now to deal with that shit. I can't do it. But speaking of TV and streaming kind of shit, there is a black streaming app. Now right now it's just for blaxploitation shit. And we're not being sponsored by them or anything. They should sponsor us. So I know y'all listening. It's called Brown Sugar. Of course.
Brown Sugar. Is it free?
No. Well, it's free for like the first week. Right? But then you decide if you want to keep it. If you like blaxploitation movies, this is dope. Like, Netflix will put on there? Huh?
They got the Mac on there?
Let me see if they got the Mac, but they got all the Pam Grier shit. Foxy Mama, Coffee, all of that shit. Let me see if the Mac. Now the Mac is usually on Netflix, so I don't know if they can afford that shit.
Yeah, you know, the Mac is the greatest blaxploitation movie ever.
I don't see the Mac on here, so Netflix might still have that one.
Okay.
But they got a lot of shit that you ain't heard of. You know what I'm saying? Blackula's on here. Blue Collar's on here.
They got Black Caesar there.
Black Caesar's on here. Boss Nigga's on here. Bucktown is on here. Kubrick. Like, there's a bunch of shit. It doesn't have any TV shows yet. Huh?
They got the spook that sat by the door.
That was on Netflix. I don't know if that's going to be on here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got financial issues. You can only fight with so much shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got a lot of bunch of shit on here, man. You should check it out if you get a chance. Like I said, it's a free look into shit you get to see. I got it on my phone. It's only on your phone and on, you know, your computer and shit. It's not on your Xbox or anything like that yet.
Of course not. It's black people.
They got Shaft. They got Sugar Hill. They got Superfly. So they got the Mac, but they got Superfly.
How much does it cost a month?
I think it's $9.99 a month.
Oh, hell nah.
What do you mean?
You ain't got enough movies. Netflix give me like 30,000 titles for $9.99.
But this is all the black shit.
I don't give a fuck. You ain't got enough to be charging me. That shit, that's $3.99.
God damn. Let me tell you, it might not even be that much.
It is.
It is. It's $3.99 a month.
Oh, okay. See, that's more like
it's $3.99 a month. So it's worth checking out. It's in the Google Play Store. It's in the iOS store. You know what I'm saying? Android store. Go ahead and get it. Black movies. If you're into that shit, don't go in there looking for Martin and shit yet. I think that's part of the long-term plan. But the TV shows ain't on that yet, which is what I need. If we had a black streaming thing for TV shows, I'd be done with cable. Because I literally watch Wayans Brothers, Martin, and Jamie Foxx every day. That's all I need.
Think on YouTube you can do that. Watch all the-
But you got to pay for that shit.
Oh, I forgot YouTube got to pay. Yeah, man. 2016 ain't shit.
Right, so if I got to pay, then I might as well pay for the goddamn streaming shit. Yeah. Or pay for cable where I get the other shit.
Yeah, one day I was on YouTube and I said, oh shit, let me watch this. And I was like, yes.
Hey, dog, it's like $1.99. Even so, I got duped into that Prime shit. Amazon Prime, which I pretty much just use to order shit quicker. But the TV Prime, you still got to pay for shit.
And fuck that.
So, right. So, what's the point of the Prime for TV if you still pay
Amazon
in?
Prime like $100 a year, ain't it?
It's something like that, bro. Because they got me with the renewal and I didn't know it was coming. Like, the sign-up was free. And then the renewal came up on me and I'm looking at my account and I'm short $100. What the fuck?
Yeah, because it got this old lady at work like that. And she was just like, yo, I don't know what happened. They charged me $100. I said, you got that Prime shit? She's like, yeah, but I never use it. I said, well, if you never use it, you can get your money back. Because they'll look and see if you ain't using, they'll refund your money. So.
Yeah. I mean, usually if you call on the day of, you could be like, yeah, you know, you might get it back. But I ordered enough shit to where it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it for you.
I'm just mad about that shit. You know, and that's how gyms, a lot of this place, we need to do that for Nappy Afro. We need to figure out some kind of subscription thing for people. Because you'll forget about those payments. You'll always want to call and cancel the next month. You never will. And we just got money coming in. That's what we fucking need to do.
You know we're recording this all right, right? We can't just tell people we're going to steal money from them.
Well, I mean, it worked for Trump, right? I mean, you know, he didn't pay taxes for 6 years and ran for president. Became president.
I said 2 decades. But hey, what do I know?
Shit. I got a notice the other day for a franchise tax. And I'm like, nigga, I'm not even supposed to have this fee. I ain't made enough money for a franchise tax, bro. What the fuck? We kind of slid into TV talk. Have you watched or heard of that show Alone?
No.
Okay, so Alone is another one of those survival shows.
Oh. Is that okay? Yeah. I see.
The one where they got the motherfuckers in Patagonia?
Yes, I've seen it. Yes.
So I don't know when I picked up. I just recorded one because Bomani was talking about it on Highly Questionable. So I went ahead and watched one of the episodes, and it basically focused on three people. It was one dude who had his wife, they were adopting triplets. And he left in the middle of this adoption process. Like, they could be there any day, and he leaves to go to fucking Patagonia. First, I guess I should talk about Patagonia, right? South America, largely uninhabited, remote forest, no camera crew. You basically get a GoPro, and they drop your ass off.
Fuck that shit.
They say the area averages like 6 feet of rain, has winds up to 74 miles per hour. They have boar that weigh 400 pounds. There's pumas there. Like, this is what the fuck you dealing with. And you went to a dude, you went to people, you sent out an advertisement and said, yo, we're looking for people to live in Patagonia. And the person who wins, I think they get $50,000.
Yeah, 50 grand. That's it.
Is it 50?
50 grand.
When I heard 50, I thought maybe they meant 500. Maybe I was mishearing it.
That's way more than the other show was paying. The other show was paying nothing. Naked and Afraid pay you zero.
But $50,000 and you could die.
Hey. Listen.
Is your life worth $50,000, Jern?
Right now, no.
So for you, this show's a go.
Hell yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I mean, you know, I'm not going, no, listen, I'm not man, bro, I can deal with the forest for a little bit, but when it get dark and shit, I'm not being in no fucking forest, man. Because I don't know the difference between poison ivy, poison oak, and I don't know the difference with that shit, man. I don't know, so I'd be all fucked up, man. Hell no.
It's really fucked up that we don't have survival skills. Like, I was thinking about this shit. I'm like, God damn, I couldn't do
it. Right.
I couldn't do 3.
Away from the system. We don't know shit.
I couldn't do 3 hours in this motherfucker.
I mean, I could do it in the daytime. Yeah, but once night come, I'm out of there. Like, fuck this shit.
But yeah, if you were there for the day, you wouldn't do shit. Like, you wouldn't go, you would sit in the same spot.
Tracking. I just keep tracking. Like, yo, we gotta get out of here.
There's no way you walking up those hills and you don't know what the fuck's going on. They're walking past bones and shit.
Hey, man, you gotta keep it moving. I'm not standing in low-lying areas, man. I need to get up high. Nigga, like, fuck that.
If you walking up this mountain, you get dropped off, you walking up this mountain, and you walk past a cow skeleton.
I'm keep moving.
I'm calling on the walkie-talkie at that point.
Because if I don't, it's going to be a human skeleton right there, nigga.
If you walk further, that means that you're getting closer to the motherfucker that killed the cow.
Hey, but I can't stay there with a dead motherfucker at. Like,
nigga, the walkie-talkie's coming out then. Oh, hell no. Boop, I'm out. Boop, pick me up. I'm gone. But so they got here. This is the first episode I watched. The dude that was adopting 3 kids. Then he left. The kids could be there any day. First day, he's all good. You know, he set up the shelter. He sounded real educated. It started raining the next night. He called. That was it. He was crying and shit. He's like, I'm real reflective and it's raining and I don't know what to do. And I can't do it. He called the walkie-talkie. He out. He was there for literally like 1 day.
Man, fuck that. I probably could do 2 days, then I'm out of there. Because I'm going to get hungry eventually, because I ain't going to eat shit, because I'm not one of them niggas just going to be like, oh, I scoured the forest. These bears, they're native, and you can eat these. They're good for... Nah, I'm not going to do none of that shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? How long do you think it takes for you to die without food? Like, to starve to death?
Water and food, you probably can't make it 7 days.
You can't make it 7 days is about the max without food. Without water, it's 3.
Okay, see, I knew it was somewhere around there.
So if you don't know how to purify water...
Yeah, I mean, I'm fucked up. Like, it's just like, you understand? Hungry, thirsty. Like, nigga, if I don't see a fresh banana tree or some kind of, like, fruit I can recognize, like, yo, that's an apple, nigga. I'm eat that shit. Like, nah, man.
Like, even if you figured out something, you rigged up something to catch one of these 400-pound boar. I don't know how to cook a boar.
I mean, shit, I guess you just goddamn cut that motherfucker and cook a piece of that shit. You, at that point, you don't give a fuck. You killing wild animals. Like, I'd be like, hey.
Does a wild boar have, like, hair that's horrible?
I mean, you cut the hair out, you skin it, of course.
You know how to skin an animal?
I ain't got no time on my hands. I figured out it's 400-pound animal. I can, even if I butcher this motherfucker, I'm going to get some meat from somewhere.
It's
like,
all the inner thigh meat. It's going to be all the soft meat, like the underbelly.
Yeah,
the
it's going to be all the lean fat.
Motherfucking cheek. It's a 400-pound animal. You done ate like 1 pound of meat.
Probably couldn't even chop his fucking head. Man, that should be, oh, God.
Like, right, what are you going to cut it with?
I butchered his ass. I'm like, man, I smell like blood. I can't do it.
So this dude made it like a day, maybe two. He was out. It's a brother on that show named Britt. You already know, like I said, brother named Britt. He was an accountant. He came out on the show. Some more crazy shit. Of course he's out there. It was another chick who got there. First thing she did was skinny dip. And then, hey man, look, you said that I did. She skinny dipped and then she made a chair. Like fuck the fortress.
Why not take time to make a fucking hut, nigga? Like,
she wanted the chair. She said her mentality is that I'm not here to win this show. I'm here to live. So damn. I want comfort. So I made a chair. I'm like, all right. You know,
I get it. I sleep in that motherfucking chair.
Do shows like this make you want to learn more about how to survive?
No. It just made me like appreciate the ones that do. Cause I just feel like I don't need survival skills if I don't ever put myself in those situations. Like, I don't need to know what to do if a lion attack. Like, I'm not going to be around one. Like, it's just like, you know, shit like that. Like, oh, you need to know how to survive shark attack. No, I don't, because I ain't getting no fucking water. Like, if sharks ain't in swimming pools. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not getting to no beach. Like, it's just certain things I know. I don't need certain survival because I'm never going to put myself in that situation. Like, I'm never going to be in the middle of a desert. And little shit like, you know, I don't have to cut a cactus over and get no water. Man, I seen enough of that on Bear Grylls. This nigga drinking his own piss and shit for because he, you know, stopped from dehydration. And I'm just like, God damn, I'm never going to get to that point. Like, no.
I don't think I need extreme survival skills, but I definitely need some basic. Like, if Austin, for whatever reason, all the roads into town were cut off and we couldn't get any food into this bitch, I would need some basic survival skills on how to hunt.
What, you go hunting or something? Well, you got cows in Texas.
Yeah, we got cows, but you still got to be able to, you know, yeah, cows would be, like, you get shot trying to take somebody cow. Fuck that.
Fuck that. This, hey, look, some shit going down. You, hey, I'll shoot you.
So that's the other thing you need to learn how to shoot. I don't know how to shoot.
Oh, man. Texas, you
learn how to fish.
What the fuck?
Bruh.
I thought they give you a gun once you get your license.
They give, hey, again, you got to have the complexion for the protection.
Nah, man. Y'all open carry state, man. Listen, it's all right. Go to that gun range, man. You don't have to have a gun to go to the gun range. You just need money. Just go down there.
I know. I need to go. I just ain't know.
It's fun. You and your old lady, y'all have a good time, man.
That's definitely one of the plans for 2017. I am purchasing a weapon.
Go practice first before you purchase, so you know what you want.
Oh, no,
you know?
No doubt. Yeah, I'm not. It's not like Jay's.
You got to at least a 40 or a 4.5, man. You can't be out there bullshitting with a little baby 9 in your hand, man.
See, like, for the personal protection, I want that. But for the house, I want a shotty.
Oh, the house, you got to get the AK. Yeah. You got to get the big boy shit for the house.
Yeah.
But personal, you got to get you at least a 40. You can't be walking around with a 9. I'm sorry. Hell no.
Yeah, man. So that'll definitely happen. But I don't know any of these other skills. Like, I was a Boy Scout, too. I went fishing. So
you know how to start a fire then?
Yeah, I got a lighter.
Nah. I'm talking about Boy Scout, didn't you have to do the stick fire shit, make fire with the wood?
We didn't.
I was a flaw ass. You ain't no real Boy Scout, nigga.
I said I was in Boy Scouts. I didn't badge up. I didn't become no weeble.
That's what they learned on day one, how to start a fire with a stick.
That's not what we learned on fucking day one. I don't know what day one you was, but that's not what we learned.
Two ways. You're supposed to be able to do the whittle with the hand, with the stick on the board, and then you spin it between your hands. Then you're supposed to be able to do the cross one, like a crossing.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that shit. There's enough technology. There's enough technology out there where I can buy to get around that shit. But still, using a lot of shit.
They got no lighter saw, right? You in that situation.
They have technology. They got flint rocks. They got cell phone cases that do all this shit. They got ways for you to start fires without needing the sticks. But I'm saying that even if you get the fire, you have to know what the fuck you're doing. Keep the fire going. If you kill something, you're going to have to eat. How the fuck to prepare it? I don't know. The show was interesting to me. I don't know if I'm going to keep watching because of the contest aspect. Ruins a lot of shit for me. So seeing somebody, like, if you got picked out of this, let's say they only picked 10 people because it's only 10 for the show. They picked 10. That means that there was probably 1,000 applicants and you got to be one of the 10 and you quit after the first day. That's some bullshit to me. You wasted TV time. You wasted somebody else's time. You shouldn't be there.
Hey bro. Telling you.
So I'm probably going to watch another episode or not. But, you know, I just wanted to bring that up real quick because we were talking about TV talk.
I ain't watch Empire this week, people, but I still watch it. It's all right. It's all right. Baited me in to watch Empire, then bailed on me.
I gave up on Empire like season 2. Did I make it to season 2?
Watch, man. It's good.
Season 1
good.
Was great, and then the back of the season 1 happened.
Now I'm in, and I done bailed on it. Now I hope you start watching The Walking Dead. I bailed on that show.
I'm not watching. It's too far gone. Like, 8 seasons in?
It's stupid. The Walking Dead is dumb. Because they
you like anti-Walking Dead now?
Yeah, because it's like they wasted like good part of. I mean, it was good TV while I watched, but then when I realized what I was in, I was like, "Yo, it's time to step off." Because it's no end to The Walking Dead, bro. Shit gonna go on forever, bro. They like it has no like the storyline is just like it's more storyline. Like no, they're not trying to come to an end or nothing. They're not looking for no cure. Them niggas just living, and the shit is just like it's the same shit over and over again. They find somebody, they get a bully. They fight this motherfucker, and then they start all over again. They done did this shit like 4 times, and they doing it again. Like, Negan is the new bad guy. You had Negan, the governor, the motherfuckers at the little terminus. It's always a bad guy. Then you had the wolves. It's always a bad guy they got to fight, and then and that's what happens. So, yeah.
Is there ever really a real reason for any show to go longer than maybe 5 seasons?
They say 7 years is the max a show supposed to get. Hey, Queen Germ, everybody.
What's
hey,
up, Queen girl. Germ?
Alright.
Yeah, it's... We good. We here. You know what I'm saying? We represent for the nation. What's up with you?
She already exited. She got choir.
Yeah, it's... I don't really understand. Especially with a show like Empire, because they do those mini seasons. So they do a month or two, and then they take a break for a month. and they come back and do another month or two, and then they take another break for a month. Like, what? How does that shit work? Because what season is Empire on now?
I think it's on season 4, maybe? 3 or 4?
And it's been around for like 2 years.
Yeah, it ain't been that long, so it might be season 3.
It's really weird how they do that shit. I can't see that show. Now he's got another show that came out, that came on after Empire last week. Did you watch that?
No.
Yeah, it's another music-based show. It's got Lenny Kravitz and Queen Latifah on it and all that shit. It looks like the white version. And I say that because it looks like they're doing pop music and dance and shit as opposed to hip-hop and R&B. But that's a very highbrow, overlooked, you know, just glanced at it kind of idea. They're trying to cash in. But yeah, I don't, you're, I'm surprised you're still watching Empire. That was, who's that asked us that? Short T?
Short T.
Asked us if we're still watching Empire. I gave up on that shit, man, a long time ago. Getting back into the outline of the show, we kind of went on a little tangent real quick.
Yeah, man. That's what we do here, people.
That's what we do, man. There was a story that I came across, and I actually wrote this part in. You know, for the most part, Jerm produces the show. I just record the shit. He figures out what we're going to talk about. I had to send this shit in because it pissed me off. So this motherfucker got committed to jail. 31 years for raping a chick that he didn't rape. Whew. Like, she eyed him in the goddamn courtroom and said, he's the guy. And they said, okay, that's enough. They took him to jail. He was in jail for 31 years and 9 months. Let's call it 32 years. Fuck it. That's 32 years, bro.
32 years.
32 years. He gets out of jail because DNA evidence says that, hey, he's not the guy. Which means that, hey.
28 years old. 28.
28 when he went in. So they're saying, hey, this guy, the DNA evidence said that he wasn't the person that fucked you. Okay? Let's, like, not even there, but you never even interacted with this motherfucker. Not you. Mm. They released him, and they gave this motherfucker, they gave him $75 for his 31 years in jail. $75, bruh. What the fuck?
31 years, and he got $75.
And then, so he's supposed to be entitled to like $1 million. This is based on the state law. This is, yo.
Yeah, he's supposed to get at least something. He's
supposed to be getting $1 million. They won't hear the case for him getting $1 million because the fucking judges said they're not fully convinced. So, the DNA evidence said it's not you.
Yeah.
We let you out of jail, but we gonna hold this money because I'm personally not fully convinced.
Not convinced what?
That it wasn't you or that you're innocent.
You're not convinced I did 31 years?
Right.
I mean, like 31 DNA years, said that, bro, excluded me from the, DNA is like, if we was in here for child support and DNA said I was a baby father, you would put me on child support, correct?
Absolutely.
So why DNA saying that I'm not the father? You can't make me pay child. You can't say, well, I'm not convinced you're not the father because, I mean, no. Hey, get that man his motherfucking money, man.
He's supposed to be 30
fucking 2 years. I went to jail when I'm 60 now. So I negate, man, stop it, man. I might as well just stay in fucking jail. I don't know nothing. I went to jail in 1978.
There's nothing that he knows at all.
What was fucking going on in 78, dog? Like, it wasn't, man, stop, man. Like, you don't know nothing.
You have no skills. You have nothing. No way to do any. I mean, other than what they had you do in the jail, which that jail's labor. So what, you were sewing drawers or some shit? Maybe right. They had you doing that. Maybe they had you answer phones for a call center. So you might have some computer skills. But
he was in the 70s. Look, he was making license plates. That's what the fuck he was doing.
But he was in there 30 years, so you progress from license plates. You probably making some dope-ass Nikes now or something. But you...
Burger houses and shit.
But you ain't got no regular-ass job skills. Like, you can't just go out and go to a call center. You can't even go to Convergys.
Bro, he don't know nothing. Take calls.
You can't do nothing. Shit. You can't do shit, bro.
They will ask you a question. You'll be like, excuse me? I mean, I've been gone since 78. I went in, Carter was the president. Like, no, not even. Yeah, Carter was the fucking president. Man, come on, man.
I don't have anything for 32 years saying that I was innocent. After like the first year, I did it.
I mean, man,
after the first year, I'm a hardened criminal.
No, you're not, man. If you didn't do it, you fighting it for a good three. You fighting it for a good three.
I'm not fighting it for three. I'm probably dead after one.
So you turn into motherfucking Nas.
I'm dead after the first. Nigga, I'm at a BC by the end of year one. I'm by the record shop and you gonna kill me, but I'm not gonna keep fighting the good fight for 32 years, bro.
And what? If you ain't doing it, yes, you will.
No, nigga, jail. You in fucking prison.
Hey, look, you gonna be aggressive them first three. You gonna be damn near a lawyer because you done read every book. You be like, oh, this, sir, you gonna be using big words like, no, 1935, Lawson versus the state of Mississippi. This right here, you
gonna... I don't think I have that kind of fight spirit. Like, fuck it, this is what it is, then I'm on it. I'm on it. Hey, nigga, he's in prison.
Oh, listen.
And you, if you're in prison, look, listen to this shit. He was sentenced to 115 years.
And he didn't even do it.
But if you, like, so if you go to, you in court now, you're like, okay, I didn't do the shit, so I'm good. Guilty. 115 years. Nigga, I'm not fighting another 32 to say I'm innocent. 150, that's a light switch. I'm whooping everybody's ass at 150. I'm going to, look, I'm dying. Or I'm a hardened criminal by the end of 1 year. That's it. That's the only option. I'm no longer innocent.
I'm diving in first year. God,
I'm coming in. First year I get arrested. First thing I'm doing is coming out. I'm stabbing the first nigga I see, bro. It's got to go down. Somebody got to get stabbed with some shit. A year? You gave me 100. Look, how do you even hear 115 years?
Hey, you ain't got no release date lately.
Nigga, are you serious? I'm fucking, nigga, what? Hold on, bro. You said how many years?
Oh, shit. No. So that nigga, his scheduled release date was like 19. Excuse me.
21 or some shit like that. Like, bro, you supposed to get out 21-12 or some shit. What the fuck I'm supposed to do? I'm already 30. I'm already a grown-ass man. What the fuck you want me to do? Nah, bro. I'm not going to be crying I'm innocent for 32 years. Even at 20 years, if somehow...
2093 was his scheduled release. That's some
bullshit. Like, if somehow I make it to 20 years, I done did 20 years, and they say, yo, we got the DNA project. We can find a way to get you out. Fuck you in that project.
Oh, no, it's all right. You going to have extra time anyway, because according to your plans...
Exactly.
You poking a nigga on day. You poking a nigga like you gonna have added time, so you're not getting out.
Hold on,
like,
it's jail terminology. We can't say poke. We can't say poke. You have to say shank or stab. You can't say poke.
I'm a shank. Well, hey, you said you was gonna add a busy by here. You,
I am. That's what I'm saying. So after 20 years, it's pointless. Don't come save me now.
You gonna be solitary, confined. They gonna have your ass on the green flow, nigga. You gonna have a different color suit in there. Hey, boy, you gonna be crazy, nigga.
Yes.
You gonna only get out one time. They gonna have, then they gonna be like, see, man, turns out you didn't do it, but hey, you didn't kill 7 people in here, so, you know.
The system made me, man. 115 years?
That's I wonder what they would do in that situation, though.
I'm broke.
If you found, like, yo, like, but you were in prison, but you like, I wouldn't have been here if y'all, I told you I shouldn't have been here. Y'all put me in here and the system made me this way. I wonder, could you get off like that?
No, they'd have to kill me after the first, they have to kill me after the first year. I'm dead after 1 year in prison. This ain't jail, this is prison.
Prison look easier than jail, though.
No, ain't jail the fucking little lockup? Ain't your county jail?
Yeah,
prison jail, is hard and shit.
Jail is rough. That's the thing. They say prison niggas in jail rather be like, yo, man, this hurt. Send me up the road, man. Get out the fuck out of jail. Like, jail is fucking, nothing, it's worse than prison.
Nothing looks soft about Rikers.
I mean, Rikers is a jail or is it a prison?
That's a prison.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not going to neither one of them motherfuckers. It's basically the point of this story. But if I go,
jail is horrible, man. Jail is horrible.
And
man,
I do 32 years.
You overcrowded. You ain't got no fucking privacy. In prison, at least you got privacy, man.
32 years, bro. And they said, here's a 70. They probably gave that shit to him.
We're
not
glorifying prison and jail, by the way. Just people, you know.
There's no way they could think we're glorifying it. I just said I would kill somebody the moment I get in. There's nothing glorious about that.
Mm.
115 years. I would have fainted like the dude in the famous meme. It's out. But you go to jail. They give you 32 years. They get you out because, hey, the evidence was bad. It's not you. And then they give you, they probably gave him, like I said, they probably gave him a check for $75. What the fuck am I going to do with this check?
That nigga $75, nigga. They collected that shit in the office. They're like, hey.
They
passed the boot around on his ass.
Here's the bullshit that pissed me off even more. So since then, he got out. He depended on jobs at his church just to pay the bills. Why are you still going to church? This shit, look, 32 years? That was the faith you held on to for 32 years?
Hey, man, look, that's all you got in jail, man. That's all he can think about, man.
You stab the first nigga when you walk in. Somebody got to die.
He probably did his time, too. He probably was a trustee and all that. He probably was a good-ass model prisoner, man. Like,
and you got 32 years.
Like, why are you in here, man? You seem like a good guy, man. I didn't do it. Well, you know, they all said he didn't do it. You know, he probably hit him with that line.
I wonder how many brothers are in jail right now for a fake-ass rape and burglary report.
Boy, a lot. It's a lot of niggas, man. Think about the ones that died in there. Like,
look,
man,
at Emmett Till.
Yeah.
Dead because some white woman said that he was
hollering. He didn't get to make it to jail.
Right. He got fucking killed, man. This shit is crazy.
Yeah.
So, man, hey, the fact that he was able to still, like, you can't put a camera in my face trying to talk to me? Get the fuck out of here. Look, my interviews cost money. I don't have money. Y'all want story? Y'all want clicks? You got to pay me.
You can't do that. They got a law that said felons can't make money off their, why they something about their crimes or some shit like that.
Well, then you can't fucking interview me. Don't come in me asking me for shit. You can at least double down on the $75. You can at least match. Hey, look, 32 minutes, 32 years. Give me $75. Same thing.
$75. So you telling me each year was worth like $2?
Fuck.
God damn.
It costs us more just to keep him in jail.
Hell yeah. I told that nigga, I was like, man, I ain't going nowhere. I would have closed my cell. Like, nigga, fuck that, man. I ain't going out in the world, man. Man, he had no pussy in 30. God, you 60. You don't need, like, do you want pussy at that point? Like, I mean, it's just, I don't know what's going on with you, you know, when you get old like that.
I don't know how all that shit. They like,
he had no pussy in 30 years. You, man, God. Like, God damn, man, you got chin. Oh, man.
Like you said, at 30 years in prison and you still alive at this point, you probably got it pretty nice. You got some respect. You got niggas got your back. You got a little crew. You know what I'm saying? Somebody giving you their commissary. You probably living it okay.
Everybody don't live like that, though. So, all right, some niggas just in there just doing their time.
That's what I'm, but he's right. I'm not saying that he's a boss. I'm saying that you've acclimated, and it's not that bad at that point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You ain't got the freedom, but you straight. So then they say, yo, you can have complete freedom. You can go outside when you want to. Yeah, but I ain't got no job. Mm-mm. I ain't got no fucking place to sleep. I ain't got no goddamn food. What the fuck is McDonald's does what?
My kid's grown as fuck. Like, man, that shit be, oh, man.
You went to jail, nigga. You went to jail as a grown-ass man. You already had habits at 30. And you had habits that you developed. You went to jail and now you, come on, bro. That's some bullshit. Here's some more bullshit. I ain't even send the story in. I just remembered it because we're talking about this one. There's another dude who went to the chair and survived the execution. And so now they trying to figure out what to do with this nigga.
Hey, you can't. They got some rule or something there. If you survive or something, you know, I think they got
it's
some.
Never
kind of,
happened. First of all, it's never happened.
That's some shocker shit, boy.
Like, like, what the fuck? I'm free at this point.
I think so. I think you gotta be let me go, man.
You gotta let me go, bro. You tried to kill me with the death penalty. I gotta get the fuck out. It was a lethal injection attempt, and I guess they couldn't find a vein. But, like, at that point, you got to let me go. You can't retry me, so what are we doing? We got to go, man. We got to go. I'm looking this shit up in the history. Now, of course, there's all these other cases of people who survived executions and shit. But this is a legal execution in the States. It's the first time this has been done.
But they say you can't survive your execution since an execution didn't occur. If the condemned is still alive, you know what I'm saying? So you didn't get, you know. So.
Right, you attempted. So we went through this whole process. I got jailed. You found me guilty. I got jailed. You said it was for the death penalty. You attempted to execute me. I lived. Execution is the end of my sentence, correct?
Yeah.
You attempted to execute me and I lived. You fucked up. I'm free.
No, but you didn't get executed.
That's not my fault. I went to the execution. You didn't do your job.
Oh shit, it's a video on YouTube. 6 people who survive execution.
Yeah, but those are the, like, this isn't the same shit. These motherfuckers.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm just looking at this first still photo. Oh my God, this nigga look like Emmett Till. God damn.
Girl, we know that's not true. This shit is crazy. And these are all pre-1800s, right?
Nah, they got photos, so this had to be in the 1900s.
That's true. You said it was a photo, not a dramatization, so yeah. Mm, this shit is crazy, man. And look, I survived. I got to go free.
This is from the electric chair. God damn, boy, cooked this. Whoa, shit.
Hey, he survived?
Nigga, he's sitting here talking to the man, point showing like where they had him strapped down, and this nigga face is puffy and a motherfucker.
And what happened to these people?
I'm just looking at the still photo, man.
So these are not like state sanctioned.
Yeah, this is state sanctioned. Yeah.
So then that means that the guy that we're talking about is not the first guy.
Yeah, he's not the first guy.
All right. So that means he's not the first guy, but the shit is still fucked up.
Yeah, it is. And fucked up.
I'm free at this point. There's nothing else you can tell me. I'm not going back to jail. Then again, you know what? Going back to jail, he might live like a king. Like if you on death row, and they know your execution date, and the next time they see you coming back to the cell, oh, you probably got all free reign in jail. Niggas gonna be giving you, how'd you survive, bro? Hey, man, I told you I'm that dude. Oh shit, your story is dope as fuck. I don't know. This shit, this is an inmate who survived, was it 09? Was the execution date?
Damn.
I don't know, this shit is crazy. He filed an appeal and we still gotta know. They also put him back on death row. So you survived it, they put you back on death row.
Yeah, you gotta go back on there, man.
Why the fuck?
I was on death row. You might just like, hey, now we gotta reschedule it. You gotta get a new date.
I'm not taking that walk twice. Again, you got to kill me. When you come to pull me out that cell to make this walk again, somebody's got to die. I'm not making that walk twice, man. Just come in the cell and shoot me in the face. I'm not making that walk twice. Speaking of people who died, execution, Jeff Fish is gone.
Yes.
My winner of the week is the motherfucking L.A. Rams. Jesus Christ, I still ain't used to that. It still happened, man. They finally fired Jeff Fisher. I think after that last game, it was like, he got to go. You got into it with Eric Dickerson. You come out here, you got the nerve to say that the players disappointed you. You got to fucking go. At that point, you got to go. So he got fired. They're looking for another coach. Harbaugh's name was mentioned for some reason. What's the Bills coach name?
Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan is on the hot seat, so maybe that'll happen.
He lives on the hot seat, though. I think Rex Ryan means hot seat in Norwegian or something.
It may be, because his 10 seasons in Philadelphia, he was on hot seat every season?
No, you mean, what was he at before he came to, he was in New York, the Jets.
What?
Rex Ryan.
What's his brother's name?
It's Rex and...
The Bills coach.
Yeah, with the twin.
Right, he came from Philly.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
He came from Philly. Jets. Oh, yeah, it was the Jets.
From Philly.
You're right. It was the Jets. I knew it was a green team that didn't make it.
That's what I'm trying to save you, man.
You know I'm going to fuck up the names. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But either way, it's better than what we had. I don't know who the fuck they're going to get. I still don't know. This the question that you put on here. That I remain a Rams fan. Yes. I'm not committed to that.
You are.
I'm not committed to that. We still got Sam Snead in the front office. What the fuck his name is? He got to go.
It's all right. You said if they fired Jeff Fisher,
firing Jeff Fisher was a prerequisite for me coming back to the team.
Okay, well, see, now you on board, man. Fisher's gone, man. The stink is gone,
so
man.
So part of it has been fulfilled. We still got lousy ownership. We still making bad decisions. I can't get on board with that. We don't have another first-round draft pick for 2 seasons. And we about to have a lottery pick. We about to have a top 10 draft pick. Sorry, and it's not for us.
You've been dealing with that.
No, we've been getting our picks. We've been getting extra picks. But we're not even going to have the pick this year. Who do we even trade to? Who had the number 1 pick last year?
Y'all did.
Right, but who did we trade to get it?
Who
was Cleveland. Supposed to be the number one? Oh, Jesus Christ. Really? So we have Cleveland out like that?
Cleveland not going to do nothing with it. Y'all might. Cleveland got like 19 picks in the draft or some shit like that. I think the whole first round is Cleveland Brown.
We might be able to trade back what we traded to get our first pick back. Because this shit is trash, bruh. Shit's trash. So I don't know that I'm back on board. I'm just happy to see that he's gone. So I'm happy about that shit, bro. What else do we have on this motherfucker? This is a Christmas show. Are you doing a show next week? Because I'm not.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a show next week. We might be a little best of show. Or, you know, everybody call in. We're going to do a show, man. Somehow. We're going to do a show.
Next week will be the 22nd?
Today's the 15th. Yeah, the 22nd. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all niggas working too hard. Nappy,
hey, man, I got to do it, man.
The people ain't going to listen to this show next week.
They are, man.
The people don't listen to the show now. We doing this shit for short T.
Listen.
We doing this shit for short T. JPM, B-Easy, GQ, Dub. Those are our listeners.
Hey, we got Ruling Myself, Dr. Abrasive, Peppy from B-More, my nigga.
Peppy from B-More stepping through.
Papa Dash, Daughter Dash.
Do they still listen? Daughter Dash didn't leave the comment.
We got niggas that listen that, you know, don't, you know, like Baby Yoda. What's your boy, K-I-R-A, I don't know how to say his fucking name, nigga, from, he lived like in Kira, Utah.
The one that everybody swore was a female?
Yes, the nigga was like a conservative-ass nigga from Utah.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all for listening. We just, yes. You know, if y'all listen, let them know. If we ain't got to do a show next week, if Jeremy ain't got to do a show next week, let them know. If he can take some time off and be with his family. Fucking heathens. But it's coming up on Christmas.
I live with a co-host, so it's no big deal, man.
Wow. So I'm replaceable now? I'm one of the monkeys?
No, I'm just saying. Like, whenever it's all right, you know, you need an off day, I'm like, hey, Doc, fill in, man. It's no big deal, man. That's what I said, man.
I think I just got ushered into retirement. I think I just got ushered into retirement. All right,
look. I still don't know how to post it or none of that shit, so it's always going to be needed.
Damn. That's the fucked up part. Like, you ain't got to be the talent. You got to be the behind us. That's fucked up, man.
Yes, man.
So Christmas is coming up. Are you big on Christmas gifts and all that shit?
Man, yeah, I'm big on Christmas gifts. I don't want much for Christmas. I like for my kids to have a nice Christmas. I got to go Christmas shopping for my wife. I don't know what she keeps talking about a purse, but she never sent me the pictures of said purse. And yeah, and you know, so I don't know.
You Christmas is a good time,
you know, like to keep kids happy. As a kid growing up, man, you know, like I said, man, Christmas was always, you know, that fucking, you know, that day, man, where, you know, mama made it work, man. You know, you get a bicycle, you know, so you just get a bike like every 2 years, some shit like that. You know, little shit like that, man. Video games. I mean, when I first got my Nintendo, nigga, like, that shit was fucking, like, lit, nigga. That, oh, man. Oh, God.
Nothing like that feeling when that motherfucker first fired on.
Man, with Starman and, oh, man.
What were the first games you got with yours?
I had Pro Wrestling, of course, Mario.
Yeah, it came with Mario and Duck Hunt.
Yeah, it came with that, exactly what it came with. And then I remember, like, later on, they had the Power Pad shit with the running track game. I always loved that shit.
She was way ahead of his time, too.
Yeah, exactly. It was. You know what I'm saying? But Duck Hunt was the shit, though.
Duck Hunt was the shit, man. I mean, that shit was dope.
Everybody could play. Like, your grandma could play it. Like, she'd come in, she'd just be shooting all over. No, you got point to the screen. Grandma, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah.
I think mine came with, like, I think I had, so, of course, you had the Duck Hunt Mario Brothers. I had Top Gun. I had, there was a racing game. It was like Pro-Am or some shit. You had a little red Ferrari.
Yes.
I had that game, and there was one other game that I had when this shit came out. I don't remember what the fuck it was. Maybe it was it Donkey Kong? I don't remember.
But I know I used to play that fucking, that goddamn, what game I just said?
Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt.
No. That pro wrestling game. That was the only, because I used to be real crazy into wrestling. Like, I was one of them crazy wrestling kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I mean, making wrestling belts all the time, wrestling the neighborhood, like all that crazy shit, man. That was me, bro. Hold up, we got a weekly call from Chuck the Gambler. The Gambler, you're on the Frocast, man. What's going on? Chuck the Gambler, the most horrible human being ever, man. Tried to make me give away my son's shoes last week, man. Nah, man. Tell the world.
I got some Jordans, man. I ain't even have to. Nobody has to get hurt, man. Nothing happened. Everything was good.
This nigga was threatening to beat up his old lady if he didn't get the Jordans because she made him do something. He didn't get to enter the raffle. So he said, if I don't get these shoes, I'm going to go upside her head, man. Come on, man. What kind of human is this, man? Damn. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody got hurt, man. Didn't have to, man.
But you was about to do that. That's sad, bro.
Damn, I forgot you doing the
Frocast. Yeah, man, you always seem to call, man. Look, I think you do this on purpose because you like, yo, he gonna put me on the show, bro. He gonna put me on the show. Maybe I get some more likes on my Instagram, bro. Like, yo, bro, the millions and millions of listeners need that in my life.
I don't need no more fake likes, man. I don't need no more fake likes.
Hey, man, well, give us your three pick. What's your three locks for the week? Chuck is a gambler. He has a problem. He gambles on everything. So give us your three locks for the week. Three picks real fast, man. Then we got to go, man. All
right. I like the Steelers. I like the Patriots. And I like the Raiders.
There you go. For all y'all people out there to gamble.
They all three-point favorites. Take them off. Field goal.
Mm. Put your money on it. So he said Steelers, Patriots, and Raiders.
This is like the safest picks you could ever have. This like,
hey, man, just
those picks don't even count. Those are the easy picks. That's the blind pick. Like, that's of course. The answer to that is of course.
I mean,
he said three quick.
I mean, but like you ain't have to give the obvious ones. Like,
give us one. Give us one that you give us a outlandish one. That's all right.
Me? I'm not the gambler.
Lions over the Giants.
Ooh!
Now that's a fucking pick right there. The what? The Lions over the Giants?
Mm.
Yeah.
God damn.
Tennessee against the Chefs. Tennessee gave 5 points. The Chefs favored by 5. I like the Chefs.
That's what you're supposed to give up.
I like the
Titans. Mm. See?
And then you picking the Rams over the Seahawks this week, right?
Hell no!
God damn it!
Hell no! But I don't think they're gonna take the points though, because Seattle, you know what I'm saying? Seattle favored by 15 points, and it's like, damn, niggas, they don't score like that. Man. They don't score like that. I'll take the points. I'll take the Rams and the points, but they ain't gonna win.
God damn!
And then I think the Jets gonna beat my ass.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's time to hang up on this nigga.
I mean, Tannehill is hurt.
They ain't got no quarterback. Miami, the quarterback hurt.
Yeah, Tannehill,
they don't play good on the road.
It's the Jets, though.
Still, man, Dolphins, bro, they fool's gold this year. Cowboys and Buccaneers, who you got, man?
I like the Bucks.
Woo!
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah. Well, hey, everybody, that's Chuck the Gambler. He got to go, man. Find him on Instagram and Twitter at Elroy Julius. Elroy like Jetson, Julius like Caesar. And, yeah, find him, man. Fuck with him, man.
All right, man. That'd be cool, man.
All right, bro.
Podcast, man.
Yeah. Another listener, man.
So we got 8 listeners, you know what I'm saying? We got 8.
8, man.
I appreciate you. I appreciate all 8 of y'all, for real. What else do we have on this list? Oh, you never said what you actually wanted for Christmas this year.
Oh, I don't want shit, man. I don't want a motherfucking thing. If you really want to give me a gift, man, give me Xbox Live for a year so I quit having to finagle. And you know I've been getting Xbox Live free for like the last 3 months?
How?
Okay, this is what I do, sir. Right? For some reason, it has... It goes up when it's time to pay. I cancel. I cut off my automatic renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cut off my Xbox Live, but it doesn't charge me for it either.
Okay. Just be careful with that shit.
What?
You fuck around and cut your shit off and they be like, yeah, to get back on. Because you just got your name back, right?
No, I've been having. I mean, when I got Xbox One, I made a new name.
So they ain't gonna fuck around and cut that off. You're gonna have to find another name.
But I'm not doing nothing wrong. It's just like... You're not charging me, but I don't know. I paid, like, and you know what? Fuck Xbox Live, too, because not live, but them Microsoft, like, when you buy them $10 little Microsoft things, you can't pay for Xbox Live with that.
What are they for, then?
Like, if you want to buy a game. Like, I had $55 in Microsoft money because I thought I was going to just use that and buy Xbox Live, the gold or whatever. And I'm entering the motherfucking money, and I'm trying to pay for it. They won't let me pay for it. So I'm like, what the fuck?
So what's the money for?
You got to buy shit in the marketplace with it. You can't
like your fucking outfits and shit for your avatar. Yeah,
exactly. So I ended up buying like 2K17. I was like, fuck it, man. And this shit took like 10 hours of fucking download, man. This shit was disgusting.
Hey, man, look, that's the part of the shit that they don't tell you about. The download, like the convenience of downloading a game, buying it online is cool, but it takes all your goddamn memory, and it takes forever, nigga.
I mean, I was just like, God damn! I mean, the Xbox turned off. I was like, what the fuck? This shit still download? I was a 90 gigabyte game. 90 gigabytes.
You only got 100 on that bitch.
Got 150, and I was just like, what the fuck? No, it was, what is it? 350. Something like that. I don't know what it is.
I think PlayStation will let you preload the game. So like, if Madden drops on Monday night, you can start downloading. You can pay for it and download it like on Saturday or Sunday or some shit. You can't play it until Monday, but you can pre-download it, so it's ready to go when everybody else can play.
Man,
but that shit is fucked up because it does take forever to download.
Yeah. So people, don't buy the Microsoft Xbox. Buy the Xbox Live gift cards because I don't like putting my card in there because they automatic renewal. You know, I live a broke nigga life, so I might not have the motherfucking money in there. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Full circle. Yeah. We just talked about that at the beginning of the show. Motherfuckers forgetting about their money. That's the subscription service. It gets you every time. It gets you every fucking time. I don't think I want shit for Christmas either. You know, same thing. I've had a decent year, a busy year buying shoes. I'm good. I can't think of shit else I want. So I don't want shit. I want everybody else to have a happy Christmas and all that shit. Get all the presents you want and all that good shit. You got your Keep It 100 for the week.
Oh, man. Keep it 100 this week. I wrote it down.
I got it for you if you need it.
I got it, man. Shout out to all my niggas over 30 still trying to be a rapper, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, this shit is fucking amazing to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I see it. I don't say nothing because, you know, who am I to crush another man's dream? But you over 30, my nigga. Like, I mean, unless you doing it just because you love it. Like, if you ain't on and you 30, man, don't try to be a rapper, bro. Like, the rap game is not set up for old-ass niggas to make it. Like, you can be local and just be, you know, if it's an art to you and you love doing it, please have another hustle. If your only hustle is rap, stop it. Stop it. No.
So, if right now, let's say, you know, Joe Zemo, one of the motherfuckers.
He already been on, though.
No, you didn't let me finish. So, what if these cats was able to, the producer beat, they say, yo, we fuck with Nappy Afro the long way. We want to let y'all put out a mixtape. I'll do all the beats. We just need y'all to do, you know, y'all can do the raps. It's on y'all free. Would you do it?
Me rap?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
At all. You have no desire. As a hip-hop lover, you have no desire.
None at all.
Why not?
Because that shit is not, no. That's not, no. Because I'm not, no. I'm not, I have respect for the art that I would never, like, nah, bro. I ain't, nah.
I would love to go, and I know I wouldn't, like, I have no desire to be a rapper, but doing a mixtape or something, that's probably on my bucket list.
You can still do that.
I could probably do it, but it's the whole thing just like you. It's a craft. Like, I always wanted to play the drums until I got in front of a drum set, and it was the most confusing shit in the world. Because one of the dudes I went to high school with, he was a drummer. That motherfucker was amazing. Went over his house to spend the night. He's got the drum set, and his parents didn't care about playing it. I sat in front of the drums, and I was like, what do I do? I was like, this is too much freedom. What do I do? I feel like it'd be the same thing with rap. Like, you get in there to cut it. Your fucking song, you get in there to spit your bars, and you like, it's too much. I feel like it's too much. So I don't think, right now, that's probably why I haven't done it. Even with the iMac and shit, that's probably why I haven't done it. But Tracy May did it. We can do it.
I mean, but I have no desire. I don't want to sit there and write no raps, man.
Like, what is your, as far as hip-hop, what does hip-hop have left for you to do, to accomplish?
What? I'm what you mean?
like you don't have any desire to scratch a record or to try and paint some graffiti or
no,
none of this shit.
No.
So you don't live it. It's just something that you do.
It's like I've done that. Now we got my ass whooped for scratching up my mama records. I didn't know. Like, I'm sitting there just, I mean, but not professionally, you know what I'm saying? No two turntables. Nah. Rap, yeah, I did that. Like, you know.
Where the songs at? I know we heard the one song. We heard your bars on the one song, but where's the rest of the music?
I ain't got no catalog. What do you mean?
Like, you did more than one song?
But I destroyed all that.
I'm talking to Peabody, man. We're going to bring Peabody up. We're going to find these fucking songs that you and Easy anybody did.
Probably, look, if anybody has it, it'd probably be him.
I know. Peabody keeps everything.
He got unreleased Tupac music.
Shit, he got Tupac. What do you mean?
That nigga, he's still hanging with Pac. Pac live with that nigga.
Right. Shit, if y'all want to know where Pac is, take your ass to Colorado, and you find Pac out there on the slopes.
Yeah.
Him and Peabody chilling, knocking niggas out. That's what they do. They box and they fucking ski. Yeah. So that's about it for the show. We got winners and losers. Who's your winner this week?
My winner this week is Nick Cannon.
Why?
Nick Cannon is the owner of Radio Shack. He owns 2,000 Radio Shack stores. He saved Radio Shack from going out of business. Nick Cannon got dope. Nick Cannon is my winner this week, bro.
Okay, so here's my question. Because Nick Cannon also bought stake in Nickelodeon Kids or some shit like that, right? He also has stake
in Teen Nick or something, I think.
Right, Nick Teen or some shit, whatever it is, Teen Nick. He also bought, was it PNB Nation, the jeans? Damn. So he has a streetwear company. But is it like Truck Fit where he's the only motherfucker that makes money and spends money on this shit?
No, he don't spend money. He gives most of his money away. He gives back more, like, he said, I got more money than I know what to do with it, so I'm just giving back. He said, I give back so much money, like, that's his thing, bro.
Philanthropist now.
Yeah, he said, I want to be a philanthropist. That's what I want that to be my legacy. Like, you know, that's what he do. I can't take none of his money with me when I die, so, I mean, I'm giving back while I'm here.
And first of all, I've never heard anything negative about Nick Cannon. Ever.
Besides, you niggas say corny, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but they
say that about any nigga, you know.
Yeah, that's not a knock against him as a bad person. Yeah. You just don't rock with his vibe, and that's whatever. But I've never heard a negative thing about that nigga.
Yeah.
But is Radio Shack, what does he plan on doing with Radio Shack?
I mean, getting it back. I mean, I guess making it a better, you know, keeping it, you know, Radio Shack. Like, you know, because niggas need batteries, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but there's batteries plus, there's gas stations, there's Walmart. Like, you can get batteries everywhere.
Shack. And, you know, they sell cell phones now. Radio Shack, you know, got them nice little souped up, what you call them, remote control cars.
Like, but what was it like? Like, so you know where Radio Shack is.
I don't think it's a Radio Shack in my town.
See, that's what I'm saying. What is he? What is his plan to do with, what is he doing with Radio Shack?
Hey, man, making a small box electronic store, man. You still need Radio Shack, man. Radio Shack been around forever, man.
You don't need it because you don't even have one in your town. Nobody needs it. We don't know where the fuck. Like, Radio Shack's niche was that it was the convenience store for electronics.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to go in Circuit City. You didn't have to go in Best Buy. You could go in. You didn't have to go in Service Merchandise. If y'all remember that, that's some old shit right there. If y'all remember that.
Service Merchandise.
That's some old shit right there. If y'all remember that. But you could just run up in Radio Shack and get exactly what you needed real quick. It's a small ass store and get the fuck out. The problem is that this shit was in strip malls. And all of them old ass Radio Shacks have turned into juice bars. Or Subways or some shit.
We know it's still 2,000 of them.
Where? I want to know. You know what? We're looking it up right now.
We're going to look it up, man. Where's the closest Radio Shack at to me, man?
Radio Shacks in the U.S. Because I don't know. I know that there was one in Maryland when I was
there. Oh, we do got a Radio Shack in my town.
You didn't even know the motherfucker was there.
Well, Thomasville Road.
You got to go to Radio Shack now for the next show.
Yeah, I'll go.
You got to go. There's apparently, like, I'm getting Zapata, Texas. Where the fuck is that? Sloan Springs, Arkansas. So, there's five in Florida. There is, looks like there's one in New York. There's one in Wisconsin. There's, like, two in Illinois. There's one in Missouri. This shit is all spread out. There's one on the border of Oklahoma and Arkansas. There's one in Tucson.
Like about 12 of them in Texas.
Where? Not on my map. Maybe this is going by mileage.
There's one in Austin, man.
Not on the map I'm looking at.
Look, Austin. Tell me if this sound Palmer Lane.
Everything's on Palmer.
Okay, well, that's where it is. That's Palmer Lane, man.
It sounds like it's down the street from me.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
There's one everywhere. This be interesting. I wonder what. So he's gonna start selling because he's got some headphones too. I guess he's gonna sell his headphones. Yeah, incredible there.
Headphones.
That's probably the only place where you can get his headphones.
I'm pretty sure it's not. But yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that would be smart.
Right. Well, that's why it would be smart to be the only place where you can get them. It's in my store. I don't know that you got enough clout for people to rock your headphones, but
Texas got about 70 Radio Shacks.
They definitely didn't show up in my map. I guess I must have clicked every Radio Shack outside of Texas.
God damn, look at this. I'm still in the... Man, I mean,
So he got some stores. I just want to see what he's going to do with it. Do people still buy radio control cars, remote control cars?
Fuck yeah, you still got kids, don't you?
I've never seen a kid play with a remote control car.
Pearsall, Boone, McKinney, Bel Air, Houston, Huntsville, Victoria, Zapata, Alpine, League City, Lubbock, Conroe, AZ, Franklin, Eagle Pass, Grand Prairie, Pampa, Austin again. They got two of them in Austin. Twin Oak Shopping Center.
I don't even know where the fuck that is.
That is on Twin Oak Shopping Center, Ortolf Street.
Don't know where that is.
OLTORF.
That sounds like it's in downtown somewhere.
It looks like it's in downtown. Let me look at the street view. It's right off of South Congress Ave.
That's downtown, yeah.
Alta Vista and all that in the area. Yeah, man. Radio Shack's everywhere. It's two of them in your town, so stop hating, man. Stop hating.
Hey, props to Nick. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to hate on Nick Cannon. Do what you got to do, bro. Props to you. Who's your loser this week?
I'm a loser, man. This week is anybody that went against Le'Veon Bell in fantasy.
How many points was he worth in your league?
52 point something.
God damn.
And Architect had Le'Veon Bell, and I was going against Architect in the Fro League this week.
Whew.
Yeah.
How bad was that ass whooping?
And now look, I was in the game Monday night till fucking... Okay, Architect had Julio Jones, but Julio Jones was a scratch. So he didn't play Julio, and he played Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan scores 20.
Damn.
So this nigga gets 70 points from two niggas. Whew. You know what I'm saying? My niggas played like they regularly do, and he ended up winning like 109 to like 91. So the rest of his team was ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ass. Ass. He was helped out by that fucking 50 point game from Le'Veon Bell. So if Le'Veon even scored 30, I win. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So it's just, you know, it happens. You know, I went up against a nigga that goddamn had a fucking beastie ass day, and I mean, I lost by one nigga. And so, you know, congrats, you put me out. But don't think you did something awesome, nigga. Like, don't think that shit.
Hey man, it is what it is, man. That's why fantasy is so weird, man. Like, you never know. No one expected him to put up that fucking record game that he had. Nobody. Shit, he didn't expect that shit.
Man, that shit made me sorry. Like, Big Ben had the worst game ever. Nigga had like 6 points.
Got to get the rapists points. Off your team. You got to get the rapists off your team, bro.
Man, he's not on my team, man.
Oh, well, that's good. Good job. Make sure it stays that way. Keep him the fuck off your team. My winners I already gave you was the Rams. My loser is also the Rams because how are you going to entice somebody to the job to coach a team that doesn't have a draft pick, first round draft pick for the next two seasons? What do you do?
What do you need? You got a running back. You got a quarterback. You just need receivers. You can get good receivers outside of the first round.
None of that shit matters if the line can't protect anybody.
You can get good linemen outside of the first
round. When?
In the second round.
No, we haven't been good with that.
But that's when you get a new coach that gets better, man. That's what I'm saying, man. You can't just
see. Hey, they're also my losers. And it still might not matter because I have not committed to staying around. You're around,
man. Just,
I have not committed.
Ain't too old for that shit, bro.
You see how long it took me to give them up?
Bruh, you're not giving them up, man. You're a Rams fan.
Stop, I'm a free agent right now. I'm just enjoying watching it. Look, I sound like one of the motherfuckers in college. Yeah. I just enjoy playing the game. You know what I'm saying?
You be in front of fucking TV. Come on, man. Come, damn it.
I don't know that you could pay me to watch us get massacred on. Like, this is normally a good game for us.
Y'all gonna win tonight.
We do well against Seattle.
Y'all gonna beat Seattle tonight, man.
I would be shocked. We don't. Quinn's not playing. We don't have our backup like this. I'd be shocked. No coach. What do you? Speaking of that, before we close the show, what do you think about Thursday Night Football and this controversy lately?
I mean, I think they should have it scheduled. Like, you can't. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, the turnaround. Like, nah, this shit ain't cool. Like, I mean, this part of the year, it should be no playoff teams playing in the fucking Thursday night game because, you know, it's nah, man. You can't. Thursday night games got to stop, man. Like, this should only be Thursday night games after buys. Like, that's it. But other than that, nah.
I think that
so I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy it, but
it's not really a need. Like we could still be before they started doing Thursday night games, which was 5-6 seasons ago or some stupid.
Somewhere back then, yeah.
Like we were still okay with just the Sunday games. Sunday and Monday we were good. But then you gave us Thursday night games, which were decent up until now. You started doing the goddamn one color monochrome uniforms, which sucked.
I like the color rush.
Some of the color rushes are okay. Some of them aren't color rush. Like a white uniform.
I mean, you can't color rush some people's shit. Like they like, nah, man. Tradition don't like. Dallas was like, we're not gonna get a color rush jersey. Like we're not gonna do that. Even though I think it would look good if Dallas would have had like all that blue they got.
Would have been dope as fuck. But you don't get them the option.
That shit would have been dope, but you don't mess with tradition.
Man, fuck that. We're messing with tradition now because you're playing Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't get to just opt out of this shit. Like, if this is what it's gonna be, then make it what it is. But you gave us shitty games, and then I think that you're right. Like, they were talking about it today, and they said that the teams that play Thursday night should get a bye before and after.
Yeah,
I'm not totally wrong, mad at that. Like, if you play Thursday, you should at least not have to play again until Monday.
I mean, if you play Thursday, you off 10 days. You know what I'm saying?
You should be off, right?
So, but if
but before you should be off as well.
But it's the before. If you play Sunday, like that Thursday game is that shit is not.
That's cool. Bullshit.
Like, because you only get one day of really a practice because you got to get a day off to recover. Tuesday, you know, boom, boom. Wednesday, you traveling. Then Thursday game day. So it's like that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's just trash.
That's why like the that. Games probably be so bad because you don't have enough time to prepare.
I'm sure that that's a reason. I'm sure that that's a good reason, but. We're talking about another. What did they say? It's like $5 billion or something that they're splitting?
No. NFL does not lose money, man. Didn't they say that they found $100 million that the owners had?
Yeah, the motherfuckers is print money, dog. Like,
So it's like NFL can't. I don't want to hear y'all crying about we can't guarantee contracts because our rosters are bigger than the other sports. Well, y'all niggas not losing money. You know what I'm saying? So. CBA niggas, y'all better on the next one. Y'all better ask for guaranteed money.
I don't know what they do with the CBA. Like, how do you keep fucking this up every year? How does this not happen every season?
Money this time, nigga.
You want us to keep playing Thursday? We need guaranteed money.
Guarantee my money. Like, then I wouldn't. I mean, I don't feel as bad if I got a guaranteed contract. You gonna actually like they said? Jeff Fisher just got a 3-year extension. They fired his motherfucking ass. The fucking contracts aren't worth the. Paper they're printed on.
They're not. You gotta figure. And I also don't like how next season they're doing 4 games in London now. Y'all need to just go ahead and open up NFL Europe again. But no division game should be played overseas.
Yeah, like that should not be a division game because I'm losing a home game.
Mm-hmm.
And then like this is vital in division play because yeah, you're right. It shouldn't be a division game.
Seahawks and Rams play next season in London. It's fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. Like, I get it for whatever reason. London likes the Rams. Like
who loses the home game? Seattle or the Rams?
It's probably the Rams, right? Because you're playing in the Coliseum anyway. I don't remember. I just remember this on the schedule. I don't remember. Matter of fact, let's look.
Yeah, like, who loses the home game? Like, that's some bullshit. Like, why I only get 7 home games this year? Everybody get 8.
Well, I can't see them taking away from Seattle.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
So it's got to be St. Louis or L.A. God damn it. I really am having a hard time with that, ain't I? It's gotta be the Rams. Because there's no way you're going to take that from what they call them, the 16th man or some shit? 12th man? The 90th man? Whatever the fuck they call them in Seattle?
The 12th.
I thought they had a controversy over that, so they couldn't use 12th.
Why? Because Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought there was a controversy, so they couldn't use that. I could be wrong. I'm usually wrong with shit like that. But either way... It's fucked up. So it's got to be the Rams and the Coliseum because the stadium's not supposed to be ready to 2018?
Damn.
2019? I don't know. All that shit is weird.
And shout out to the Falcons. They're going to have the best stadium in the league next year.
How you figure that?
Man, you ain't seen the Falcons' new stadium? The Mercedes-Benz Dome?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Just Google the picture of it, man. You're going to be like, wow.
I can't keep up, man. It's like we get a new... Like, before, there was no stadium.
This one right here, man. This shit fucking awesome.
Don't Mercedes do
That's the name of the
Saints.
Yeah.
So they got 2 domes?
They got 2 domes for the Saints.
You stupid as shit. So I'm on their fucking page. Give me to the website. What is this? They want. You supposed to donate? Get the fuck out of here.
And just look at it, man. They almost finished building that shit, man.
So what happened to all that? Like, what happened to that part of Atlanta where shit was popping? What's down there?
It's right beside the Georgia Dome.
So what? So the Georgia Dome is going to be a parking lot?
Hell yeah, it's going to be a parking lot.
And is Centennial Park still popping?
Centennial Park still there, yes. Wow. And it's from the Olympics. People died there, so all right.
There's people still dying there. Centennial Park wasn't the nicest area. I'm just saying. I see everything but a picture of the goddamn place.
Hey, images, man. Just images. See just what the rendition gonna look like.
I don't see the goddamn images.
Just put New Falcon Stadium in Google, man.
I'm on the website, so maybe that's where I fucked up.
Yeah, man, that's where you fucked up at.
Sorry, man. Look, this is why I would be stabbing somebody as soon as I get to jail. I don't have time for this.
You going to the official sites and stuff.
That's what I thought you were supposed to do.
No, man.
This is why I can't do it, man. It's just stabbing as soon as I get in. What the fuck is this? Why does it look like that? It looks like the Death Star or some shit. What is this?
Shit is fucking... It's like a sunburst, nigga, and it opens up like a...
It
a
opens?
The shit opened up like a flower at the top, nigga.
Come so this on. that closed building and this open building is the same place?
I believe so.
What the hell is that?
That shit dope, man. That's what it is.
I need to know the design aspect. This is weird looking. This is some Madden 17 shit.
Yeah, man.
This is one of the stadiums that they would give you. Like, what the fuck is this?
Look at that shit, man. Look at that shit. This shit open up like a fucking...
This is some weird looking shit.
Yeah, like a flower, man.
So then even when you open it, it's only open in the center.
No, you can open it up bigger than that.
The whole top peel back?
Yes, you can open up bigger than that.
Oh, wait, is this the guy? Look here, I'm looking at a picture now. This motherfucker's like all open. This can't be the same building. This is a concept.
Hey, no, okay.
One of these motherfuckers is wrong.
So they're doing construction on it. I mean, I'm trying to see if you can see that.
Oh, here's a construction picture.
Were they getting, because they got like an everyday picture, like they take a picture of it.
Hold up, bro. When you said it's right next to the Georgia Dome, I didn't think, like, the motherfuckers damn near touching.
That's why I was like, Georgia Dome gotta go. I was like,
the motherfuckers is damn near touching. Holy shit. I'm surprised they didn't have to take
it. Time for their prime time built, man. Because this right here is like, I was like, there's no way you can have these both. I was like, you got to have a street at least between them. They ain't even a street after these motherfuckers.
It's not even a street between these two. Like, they so close, they're like, fuck it. There's no space. There's no. How they going to tear down the other stadium?
Without tearing down. You know, so they go,
these motherfuckers is close as shit.
They might keep both of them. I don't know. Are they gonna keep? They gotta get rid of them. Cause you need a parking lot. Like, man, you gotta have a parking lot for that big ass. Yeah, George don't gotta go, man. I just want a brick, man.
I'm sure you can get one. There's probably one falling off that motherfucker right now. Mm. You just walk by and take that hoe.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's a nice ass stadium. That is a nice ass stadium. The inside. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this opening and shit.
Man, just wait, man. It's gonna be great in my Donald Trump voice. It's gonna be great. You just watch. You're gonna love it.
That sounds very presidential of you, sir. We already gave our shout outs. We want to get the shout outs again.
Oh man, yeah. Shout out to all the staff, man. BEZ, GQ Blue, it's all right for continuously putting up with my bullshit week after week, posting this shit, changing his life around to do a forecast, to sit down here and talk to millions
and millions
of people every week. I appreciate that, dog. So if this your last show of me this year, I appreciate everything you do every weekend and week out.
I'm still gonna retire. I just want you.
No, you're not gonna retire, man. You can't retire, man.
I'm still.
I don't know if you ain't read the last line in our that contract we signed. Would be easy, man. I don't think you read it, man.
I signed it with my left hand. It don't count.
Nah, it counts.
Damn.
You remember you did that little drop of blood on there? that wasn't for insurance benefits, sir.
It also wasn't my blood. So I'm just saying.
Damn.
I hope you didn't touch the contract. It's got that
and shit. It's got, yeah, man, shout out to everybody that fuck with the show every week, man. Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, MJ Money9, S. Spend the whole year on my bitch list, but you know, one more time, man, for the year card. MJ Money9, S, you still a bitch.
Damn.
Got to end the year on good one, man. You know, so I'll straighten you out next week. Dr. Abrasive Man, everybody over there, the Dr. Abrasive Network, Papa Dash, Ash Dash, Peppy, Peppy J from BMO,
my nigga. Peppy, man, we appreciate you, dog. That's good, yes, looking out, man. For real.
That was real good look, man, because Insecure was, anyway. Anybody else to fuck with the show? I don't know. Can't remember everybody, man, because, you know, so many of y'all motherfuckers. But anyway, shout out. Peace out. I'm out. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know if any of y'all actually missed the awards and shit that we used to do, but we haven't done but like 4 music reviews this year anyway. I don't even know if we're a music site anymore.
Yeah, BZ said we want to do awards this year, but, you know, who knows, man? I might come up with something, man.
I'm pretty sure you'll come up with something. Props to Negro Damas for agreeing with me last week. He likes to play the middle.
Negro Damas, man, he's a troll, man. I get that, man. Nigga said Magic Johnson was garbage on defense. Like, come on, man. Magic?
Stop. Like, the dude down there. Like, just slow down.
Magic was, first of all, Magic was 6'9", guarding 6 feet, nigga.
Like, he's definitely not a defensive liability. Like, stop. I just had to leave that. I was like, just who
Magic,
picking? Look,
Magic once played 5 positions in the finals, man. Like, his rookie year. Like, come on, man. Like, Magic was garbage on D. Like, stop.
That's why I just got to the point. I'm like, okay. He
said that. I was like, nah, you're not going to slander Magic Johnson.
This shit's getting out of hand, bro.
One of the GOATs. Like, bro, this is one of the GOATs. Like, you can't. What?
It's not what you can call it a question. Like, you could have said damn near anybody else.
You killed the whole argument. Then, I stopped listening when you said King Jerm was right. I didn't listen to nothing else you said. You said I was right.
So you was already done.
Say the person you baiting is right. You lose.
And then, you said he was right. And then you turned around to pick my side. Hey, man, I fuck with you, though, man. I fuck with you, man. I appreciate it, man.
We raised the youngin', man. That's one of the ones we raised, man.
I thought it was funny. Did you look at his stats? The stat thing where they take the other defensive stuff into account?
Yeah.
It still wasn't that much difference. Like, even after all that conversation, and I was like, well, shit, steals is what we got. Steals and defensive rebounds, that's how you measure defense. He's like, oh, they got other measurables. Here's the site. I clicked the link. The difference between the two is like 3 points.
That's why I was like, it's not, I mean, I still take a 6'7", nigga. Let me ask my dog. Who would you take, Steph Curry or Klay Thompson?
Gotta go with Klay.
I mean, Klay 6'7". Like, I take a 6, you can't teach 6'7".
You also can't teach 6'7" what to do if it ain't got it.
But he got it. He can do everything Steph Curry can do. Everything. But
he's 6'7". So what's the benefit just because he's taller?
And he's taller and he play defense. You know what I'm saying? He's 2 sides of the court. Steph is a liability on defense. We know that.
But that was the whole point I made last week, is that there's not that much difference between the two. The difference that you get is that Steph Curry is going to consistently get you fucking more points on a regular basis. That's the only difference. But defensively, all of their stats match up.
If you take away the points that he giving up, then, you know, you gotta take that. But what's his ratio then? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's fucking hilarious. Like, shit, you scored 100, but you giving up 90.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's 3 points. Like, we get that from fucking Draymond Green. Like,
all I know is, man, this season doesn't even start until like the last 20 games.
Exactly.
There's no point in even watching this shit.
I'm sitting arguing with people that's actually watching games. I'm just like,
there's no point now. Like, there's like 7 teams that have single digit losses. This shit doesn't matter right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The Clippers were the hottest team in the league, and now they done slipped back to like 5th place. It doesn't matter right now. Just stop it. The Cavs out here flipping bottles during the game. None of this shit, man. The players don't even give a fuck right now. LeBron already sitting out of the game. This shit is
stupid. Already taking game. That's a big thing going on now. You know, it's kind of fucked up because, you know, it costs a lot of money to go to NBA games and these people not playing and shit is just fucking, man, I can't get with it, man.
Well, I think what they need to do is stop acting like they give a fuck about the fans and start actually giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Because they've been pretending they give a fuck about the fans, but if they cared, the goddamn tickets wouldn't be that expensive anyway. But anyway. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. It's been another episode. It's probably my last episode for the year because fuck y'all motherfuckers. I'm off next week. I'm going somewhere. I might go check out this new stadium in Atlanta for all I know.
Oh, shit. It's all right. Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Be easy. Finally get my check in person.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be nice to actually get the check in hand so it can't bounce this time. I appreciate that.
Some strip club would be easy first off.
What happened?
You don't have to go to a CD strip club, man.
The only option is the Blue Flame. Like, just where else am I going?
Damn. You gotta go to the Flames.
That's the only, yeah, like.
That's what's up, man. Well, try to get out Beezy, man. See if, you know, you can, you know, that'd be awesome. You have your Beezy story.
We get into a fight. I'm absolutely positive that we would get into a fight about something that doesn't matter. It'll be the boy. We'd be the only two niggas at the strip club fighting. And it wouldn't be.
Came together though. What are they arguing about?
Right, it wouldn't even be a physical fight. It'd just be a yelling match. We just be arguing in this motherfucker. Like, them niggas together? Like, no, my man. Fuck this nigga, man. Fuck that nigga, man.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man. I'm off next week. Jerm will probably get a show in for y'all. Like I said, if y'all let the guy take the week off, leave a message. Let us know that y'all don't mind him missing the show. We might.
Well, nah. Leave a message anyway just so we can put it on the show. We never know what we might do a best of show, have, you know, piece together some shows from the year and, you know, have some shit y'all saying on there. Who knows, man? But just send in some shit.
When was the last time we had a call? Was it our 100th show?
No, it wasn't. We had a call.
I mean the call-in congratulations type. It was our 100th. It wasn't the 200th. It was the 100th show, right?
We tried to do it for the 200th, but I don't think nobody fell through for us.
So come through. Let us know what y'all thought of the year. You know, what you want to see change. You know what? Let me stop because I always give up these grand declarations and nobody's done shit. So
yeah.
This has been another episode of the Frocast.
Shout out your mixtape or anything, man. Who knows?
Hey, we still for sale. We are still for sale. If you got some shoes to sell, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up.
Oh, that's all right.
You know, size 13.
Yeah, bound. No matter what they are.
Okay, wait a minute. I'll consider it.
Yeah.
I'll consider it. Don't be selling me no foo-foos. NappyAfro.com. Your man Saw Right, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton. Sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. And if we don't, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that good shit. We'll holler at you next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com